Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. This season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix, May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of An Officer and a Trendleman. That is courtesy of Lacaroni on the Discord. I am Jack. That is Miles. And we are thrilled to be joined today by super producer Anna Hosniak.
That rhymes. Anna!
Welcome.
Hi, I have something for you guys.
Okay.
From my Irish Blessings book.
Wait, what is that?
Oh, shit.
So this is how I'm going to start your show, with an Irish blessing.
Is it about fighting me,
Doc? It's pretty self, like, it says Irish blessings.
Okay, but please, go on.
All right. Wishing you a rainbow for sunlight after showers, miles and miles of Irish smiles, for golden happy hours, shamrocks at your doorway, for luck and laughter too, and a host of friends that never ends, each day your whole life through.
Wow.
And that is from my Jean Legrand little book of Irish blessings.
Oh, hell yeah. That's to be said.
Are the Irish
while
known
drunk
for
and
blessings?
Standing. I think it's like toasts, right? Like, don't they?
I mean, is a blessing not a toast? Is a toast not a blessing?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think
in Ireland, that's basically the closest
you get
to praying.
I will actually read you a little from Marx. Just joking. Could you imagine? a little about Marxism.
And now Engels did own a factory, but he's quite an actually intriguing figure in the Marxist study. Anyway, Anna, you're back.
Hi.
Good to see you. Every time we think of you, you're on a private jet, you're doing something really cool.
I went on one private jet. If you continue to talk about that right after I talk about Marx, I will kill you. Okay? What is your problem,
so you've been on
bro?
Private jet, your carbon footprint is OOC out of control.
I went on one jet, okay? I'm so sorry. It was work-related.
Yeah, I know, but don't act like you showed us and we were all like, lucky,
what?
Anyway,
I only texted you because we went on tour and nary a private jet in sight, okay?
Southwest flights.
You're poor.
Right. Southwest. Remember that one time I think you tried to hold a rollaway bag on your lap? I have a picture of you on a plane holding a rollaway bag for some reason. And we're like, yep.
I have absolutely no memory of that.
Yeah, I think it was one of our first shows. Anyway, but hey,
yeah,
here we are. We're all back.
Listeners who are like, when's the Daily Zeitgeist going back on tour? When we can afford a private jet. So start subscribing your friends to the podcast.
Hey, not with that attitude.
Come on. It's
that the Geistchild needs to get a little bit older and then we'll be able to go. Maybe I'll just bring him on stage like how DJ Khaled was bringing his kid around all the time.
Why don't you just hire a nanny, like a true bourgeoisie?
Have you seen the
rates?
You guys
know what I've really been up to? Marxism.
Yeah. Oh, man. I can't pay anybody in weed anymore. The 90s came and went. But anyway, here.
Anyway, Anna.
The streaming corner.
It's the streaming corner. It is the corner that you stand on and hold court and let us know what has been streaming through your world.
Are you guys not going to talk about any other trending news?
No. I don't know.
We cleared the deck.
We said, oh, this is a streaming corner.
Well, we got Germany legalized weed, and we're going to talk on tomorrow's episode about Havana Syndrome back. There we go.
And then we talked about the convoy that got hit by the IDF in Gaza. That was you'll hear that on tomorrow's episode.
Yeah.
Wait, Germans just legalized weed?
Yeah. Wait, on April Fool's Day, no less.
What have I been doing in Berlin this whole
time? Mad illegal shit.
Wait, no. That's not right, because people were acting like it was... Wait.
Yeah, I think there was like some... Some official
new
rules went into effect on April 1st, and they're still fairly restrictive, limiting use to those over 18. Ugh. And you're only allowed I'm actually okay with
that. That's
over
a 18. Weird take. And, I just want to get high with my 15-year-old friends.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why that's written as overly restrictive, but you're only allowed to possess 50 grams at one time at home and 25 grams in public.
Wow.
That's a good amount of grams.
Yeah, they're just 3 grams short of an ounce.
Weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not like, I'm heading to a party and I'm going to probably need 26 grams.
I probably need to bring
that 30th gram of weed.
Yeah.
Germany's only the third country in the EU to legalize weed. It's the biggest after Malta and Luxembourg.
I'm out of my mind. What am I doing in Europe? Just like always 3 seconds away from being in prison in a foreign country?
It's decriminalized. I think that's the biggest difference in a lot of places. Right. And maybe it was in Germany prior to this, which is why, in a lot of places, people are just smoking weed and hash, like it's nothing. But mixing it with the tobacco all the time, do we have to do that, Europe?
Yes.
They like to keep it pure. Anyway. But yeah, no, we need a room to talk about the streaming corner. We need to get to the bottom of things to watch, things to see.
The list, as always, impressive of the things you've been watching. So do you want to just like run through what you've been watching? We'll stop you with questions and then we'll get into the places where we overlap.
Sure. But before we even start that, I just want to talk to you guys a little about something.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched this movie when I was in college and I recently watched it again. I found that this movie was actually very relevant to the times. And I'll really get into like why I'm even in this headspace to begin with.
Okay.
But it has to do with streaming. Not really. But it's just like I was watching something, which is all you need to know.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Hunger by Steve McQueen?
Oh, no. Talking about Black Steve McQueen, right?
Yes.
Yes. No, I have not seen it.
So I watched this in college and since I've watched it, so it's been about 10 to 15 years since I've watched it. I don't know.
You're Gen Z. You're canonically Gen Z, so we don't have to. Yeah.
I'm canonically Gen Z.
Not legally.
What are you talking about? Anyway, So I would always get flashbacks to this movie because there's some very... Now, to give some context, it has Michael Fassbender in it. Woo!
Right, and it's about the hunger strike in Ireland,
it's about
the
hunger strikes by, the Irish Republicans while they were imprisoned by, the occupying forces.
Right.
It's not the dick one.
Kate Middleton, just joking. What?
No.
It's not the dick one because there's another Steve McQueen one that's the dick one with Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
It's not the dick one.
Right. Sorry, that's just what I need.
That's
that.
Shame.
I need,
that's shame.
That's shame.
That's
shame.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one. I was that just the one where doing. He's like a sex addict.
Yes, I was just.
Yeah, I remember. I put that screening on for my entire school for my entire college to watch Shame. And while I was watching it, I was like, "Am I gonna get in trouble for this?" Anyway, whatever. I was in a big Steve McQueen phase in college. I was a filmmaker.
You're a McQueen queen.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, he's so good. Anyway. So Hunger, great film. It really it shows the prisoners doing hunger strikes. It shows them doing their They're also protesting by not showering. You know, there was like the no wash, and they were just like covering themselves and their prison walls, whatever, with fecal matter. And it's a very, it's a really well done movie, and it really sticks with you. So recently I was like, let me turn this shit on again and see what's up. Jesus fucking Christ. It is so brutal, but it, I thought it was just so important because like now more than ever, it's like, we live in such, and also let me just pre all of this is I've gotten really deep into sort of Irish literature and sort of the IRA and what the Republicans and the Irish were doing and sort of the occupation. And, you know, I'm reading a lot of James Connolly and Sean Murray. I'm sick. Okay. I'm so deep in, I'm sick. That's why I have a book on Marxism sitting on my desk because I've gotten
next
so
to
deep
Irish
in,
blessings
next to Irish blessings, because sometimes you have to mix the darkness with a little bit of joy.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I have, like, I actually have several books on Irish blessings. So you just like call me when you need it.
Yeah. When I hit you up for a blessing, free blessings. Yeah. Yeah.
Anna, everyone's looking at me. I'm supposed to give a toast right now.
I just put you on speaker.
Then you just feed
it
into my
ear. Literally,
you
can call me and I will very quickly.
Why is Jack on the phone for this eulogy?
Yes. Yeah. And for every day that there is a shadow, there's the promise of light. Like, put your phone down. Okay, so
yeah,
go on. So,
so
you got
the, I've gotten very into that, and you know, I just think there's so many correlations to what we're experiencing today, to what the Irish are were experiencing then, and I just think it's such important sort of history to understand, because I think like now more than ever,
now more than ever,
now
the
more
human
than ever.
Condition is irrelevant,
and I needed to hear that because I knew that Stephen Queen had two Michael Fassbender movies, and I had my impression of them had been overtaken by the Shame one. I knew there was the Sex Addict one. So I did not know that there was one about the Irish hunger strikes. So,
well, so yeah. So I think I just really want to bring all this up to say, go watch the movie Hunger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm such a film professor these days. And so I think about it in the context of what we're currently seeing in history, and just to understand the pretense of solidarity and how it's not actually a real thing. And everything's a facade. And, you know, we're all we're stuck in a time loop. And you know, there's an absolute lack of empathy that we're seeing more than ever. Literally the other day when they killed aid workers, you know, why not?
Why not?
Well, Or according to them, they were like, we suspected there was Hamas in the car. And you're like,
well, now, I don't know if you guys saw the video Netanyahu put out where he's smirking while telling you it was an accident. It really just shows you that there is nothing authentic to look up to anymore. Like, there is nothing left. And I think the Irish really, really tell you from day one, honey, this isn't it. And they don't care about you, and they never will. And we'll be stuck in this forever battle between good and evil, you know, the poor and the rich for the rest of our lives, you know? Anyway.
Well,
I just want to say all that. Time is a flat circle. When it comes to power, we will constantly struggle over the same issues over and 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 over again. So let's talk about what's on Netflix.
Okay.
Yeah. We actually had to edit that. She said over and over and over and over and over for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So we just cut. We cut the middle
30 in the morning.
All right. On to Love is Blind, the first item on your streaming corner list.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I just really want to talk about that because it's been very present in my mind. And, you know, ever since you guys fired me from this show for looking too tired, haven't really spoken to you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's it. This is the first time we've spoken.
It's the first time we've spoken.
Yeah, you only appear on the show.
I was like,
hey,
yeah, let me
There's
get
no
on an episode. They were like, ooh, sorry, only Trending's available. And I was like, oh, okay. Oh, I see what it is.
Send a picture of how tired you look. Send a picture of how tired you look.
Okay, actually, all right. Wow, she looks kind of well rested.
Should looks pretty alert. Looks pretty alert. Yeah. Gotta say, gotta hand it to you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I can sense sarcasm when I hear it. Okay. So here's what I've been watching. And I'm going to go, I'll list a bunch of shows just to give you guys a sense of what's out there. Strictly my own interests.
Uh-huh. Strictly your own, yeah. I can
say,
yeah.
I want to really put that out there. So you guys will be like, well, what about this, 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 and this?
No.
Like, don't give a shit.
Indian Wells tennis matches.
What about this NBA game I watched
three weeks ago?
I said
this so long ago that it,
no, I remember when you texted, you're like, dude, there's fucking bee attack right now.
There was a bee attack at the Indian Wells.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, but I that was also just to give you a sense of the Tennis Channel and Tennis TV do exist, and you can watch tennis on those. To stream tennis if you are interested in watching tennis matches. Yeah. Because also another thing, we are in sort of the greatest, one of the great eras of tennis. It's been revived, you know, so long ago during the Agassi, the Sampras, the McEnroes. We are now like in, it's like, I would say it's like a new era. Like we have like a top four that's not like just Djokovic.
Right.
Anyway.
Exactly.
So anyway, I'm watching Love is Blind. If you guys saw the most recent season.
I did.
My God.
I did. What a...
Have they changed anything about the overall... Because I watched the first season. Have they changed?
Absolutely not.
No, they don't
just
have to.
Straight up. Straight up.
No notes.
Okay. Just sloppy people. Some real emotional fucking freaks, I gotta say, with the back and forth that people were going through. Who is the one... The one dude who basically was in love with the... I mean, it's every... There's always a season where someone's basically...
Oh, there's always
in love
a
with
dude who sees a girl that he goes like, damn, she's hot. I love her. And it's like, she's not the one you are engaged to.
I know, but I didn't see her, though. It's like, that was the point. You don't see them and you fall in love with what they're telling you as a person. Like, yeah.
But I
remember that
her.
She was in her bag. She's like, you will fucking choke on your breath when you see what... When you
oh,
see
yeah, she
me.
Said you'll need an EpiPen.
Yeah, that was wild. Wow. Kind of came for her. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, she had a good at the end. She had a good sort of season at the end. I will say something about Love is Blind that I find really hilarious is if you ever watch the reunions of the show, it is hosted by Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey. Now, I'm sure you're like, who? Exactly.
No.
They are some of the worst hosts on television I've ever come across.
Oh,
they
yeah.
spend the entire reunion instead of asking questions that we actually want answers to, like, hey, are you two actually still together? Like, you know, sort of the basis of the show. They'll be like, well, we saw something on Twitter and we want you to answer to it.
Right.
And it's like, why are you talking? You can ask questions about rumors, but why are you literally pulling up a tweet you, Nick Lachey, saw and asking one of the people about it? Like, it's just so deeply
this you?
Unprofessional.
This you? it's super petty because one of the moments on this reunion is there was this guy who was like talking a real good game and it turned out he was on the low, like talking to his ex about like, yo, I'm about to say some shit. I don't want to be here. I'm trying to be with you. And they had all these receipts and they put this guy on the spot. So I was even like, this is being put on the fucking spot.
I was like, this is actually bullying what you're doing.
Wait, did they like hack his phone or he was doing it?
No,
like,
I think the woman he was talking to shared it with like the producers or something of the text. And they're like,
they
this you fake ass contestant, huh? What you got to say? And there was like 40 seconds. He didn't even say anything. He was just like,
because he was like, and then he literally said, can I say? Go?
Yeah,
like, he really did. Go.
So do I go? They're like, yeah, get your ass on out of here, man.
I was
fucking
like,
oh shit.
Yeah. Are there like, it was bad. It was really bad. And then on top of that, they call out one of the girls who was on Instagram saying this show is for entertainment. And clearly you guys have been entertained because she was getting trolled a lot. And they go like, how dare you say this show is for entertainment.
About true love.
And I'm like, bitch, this is a TV show on Netflix. You drop a season every 20 minutes. This is literally for entertainment.
Yeah, and you pump them full of alcohol.
How dare you say this show is entertaining? We hired Nick Lachey to host the reunion.
We did everything we could to make it
not entertaining.
I'm like, how are you so hurt that someone said this is entertainment? I'm sorry, but I'm not sitting here being like, if these couples don't last, love is over for me. Like, it's so absurd to me. So anyway, that's Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I watched The Bachelor. The Bachelor finale recently aired. Joey ended up with his girl. I don't. Can I spoil it? Is it okay if I spoil it?
What do you mean?
Already happened?
It already happened, like last week.
Yeah, okay, look, Bachelor. Right. Just so you know, here's your warning. Bachelor spoilers.
okay. Don't say it like it's like not really important.
No, I'm saying because I feel like people who are on it. They don't fuck around and miss the finale and like
true.
Wait a week later. That's what I'm saying. So if you really care that much, beware. Okay, so you said Joey?
Joey ended up with Kelsey.
Wow.
I know you guys were probably like, no, no, what? But it had a good ending where it was leading up to like, what's going to happen? This has never happened before. Turns out the other girl, Daisy, who had a cochlear implant. Wow.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were going to say a woman. Major coke problem. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Oh, whatever.
That's off camera. But,
yeah. Anyway, so she self kind of eliminates at the end because she realizes last moment that it's not her. And I think, and then her and the other girl, Kelsey, who were last, the two last women, ride together to the rose ceremony.
Ah,
mm-hmm. Which
they know
has never been done before. And then she goes up and goes, look, I know it's not me. And he's like, yeah.
Wow.
It's and then the other girl walks up. Anyway, so that was sort of the surprise ending. A little more lackluster than I was hoping it would be. I thought maybe like there was some like a knife fight, you know, but no.
Yeah, yeah. That would have been the historic event that we were waiting for. Knife fight.
Oh, yeah.
A knife fight between knife the fight. Women.
Now draw your cutlasses. Yeah, exactly.
I thought it was going to be like the last duel, you know, like.
Is that
was
good,
that Matt Damon?
Speaking of movies.
What?
Is that movie good? Last Duel?
I thought you watched it.
Nah.
Oh.
Did you, Anna?
No.
Yeah, oh, okay. I was going to say.
Why would I watch it?
You just knew the ref. All right. We're through two items on your streaming corner
okay,
in 20
sorry,
minutes.
Sorry, right. I'll move over. Well, I did have to spend 20 minutes on the IRA, so.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. We'll be right back.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back.
All right, I'm going to speed through the rest of this because Jack claims he has something to do. So, and then, you know, of course, Abbott Elementary, great watch, new season's out, watch it. Drive to Survive, all my F1 fans, shout
Wait,
out.
Was it good? Didn't I ask you about the new season? And you're like, whatever. Were you kind of like, whatever about this season?
Yeah, you know I'm not allowed to publicly comment poorly on it.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Authenticity is expensive.
My bad, another one of your shows.
Because I
legit ask, like, when she brings something up, I'm like, oh, yeah, how is that? Because you're the person who even put me onto it in the beginning. That's why I came to you as my OG in this whole F1 thing. And I was like, what? And okay.
Look, yes, this past season was a little lackluster, but you know, you need to know the history. So you have to watch it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just they did a whole episode about two, like, mid fucking racers in a fight, and I was like, girls, this is a mid-ass fight on top of them being mid-ass racers. Let's move it along.
So please, anyway, please,
whatever.
Yeah.
Next season will be good because obviously we know Lewis jumps to Ferrari, and that's a whole drama, and Toto Wolff has a bunch of quotes.
Oh,
anyway.
Wait,
because
it'll be on this, it's about this current season that just ended. Right.
Yeah. Okay, The Gentlemen, which we will discuss in further detail because the guys have watched that. That's the new Guy Ritchie show on Netflix.
Yo.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Great first season.
Also, we've watched.
Are there multiple seasons? Are there going to be multiple seasons?
I believe so. And I think every new season will be like an anthology. So it'll be like a new. And if you guys have watched the show, you'll understand this.
There'll be a
new Mr. and Mrs.
Mr.
Smith
Mrs.
placed
Smith.
In.
Yep.
Anyway.
Got it.
One Day on Netflix. Great sort of like sad romantic comedy TV show. It was based on a book. A beach read, all my ladies know it. So anyway, check that out. Curb Your Enthusiasm, the final season is airing. Also, if you really feel like it, check out the History of Curb Your Enthusiasm podcast, also on iHeartRadio. The Regime on Max. Holy shit. You want to be triggered? Check it out.
What is, just like, give me the one sentence on that. Is that like, she's a fascist, basically?
Yeah. Okay. She is on
but a quirky one.
Say the absolute least, she is on one. Okay, moving on. The Traitors. Oh my god, cultural phenomenon, The Traitors. If you're not watching The Traitors, let me tell you, watch every single version of it like I did.
Oh really?
I'm talking American. I'm talking UK. I'm talking Australian. I'm talking New Zealand. I'm talking Canada. Because let me tell you, incredible work on all fronts. The Traitors.
That's the one that's hosted by Alan Cumming, right?
Murder. You don't know what The Traitors is?
I know.
Honestly, we don't even have time to get into this.
That's a whole other episode, Jack.
So pissed off, man.
Honestly, this is humiliating. I can't even talk to you anymore. Let's just move. Jack, sign off Zoom. Miles, let's move forward.
Yeah. Let's
Tokyo Vice. Look.
Oh, with canceled Elgor?
Yeah, with canceled Elgor. Unfortunately, does a really good job of actually
speaking Japanese.
Well, no, I wasn't even going to talk. He's sort of the least interesting part of the show.
I don't really think about him.
I just think the casting of the Japanese actors is great. The acting is great. Elgor, I don't even care about him. He's like the least interesting part of the show. I think they do a really good job of filming Tokyo. I think it's just like really well shot and beautifully done.
Yeah.
And it really, you know, it's with the culture.
So The Traitors is a reality show that is basically mafia, the party game mafia.
Or werewolf. Yeah.
Okay.
One of those.
Yeah. Copy.
And it's really well done. Great television. Sure. Okay. What else? True Detective Night Country. Here's the thing. Move out of a place that's dark 24/7. You people are losing your minds.
Yeah.
Move. You don't need to live there.
Someone wrote an article around the time that was coming out being like, and these sorts of hallucinations that you see in the show, I watched like the first couple episodes, these sorts of hallucinations you see in the show, like, do actually happen to people who live there, like, at that time.
I believe
with
it.
That much night. Yeah.
I believe it. It's not good for you.
Yeah. It's not good for you.
No, it turns out we need a little bit of sunlight. Yeah, for sure.
People aren't happy. People are not happy in that show.
Is it a thing I can sit down and blow through with Her Majesty and watch? Because we've, like, we got to watch the new one. And she's like, I don't want to get all fucking freaked out and shit before bed and all that. But I'm like,
it's freaky. I would watch it during the daylight.
Oh, yeah, really?
It's freaky.
Shit, okay.
It's freaky.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, watch it during the daytime.
Shout out to Pablo.
It's not right.
Yeah. Okay, good to know. Thank you for that warning.
Not
the
right.
Best pre-bed viewing. Okay, okay.
Here's what I say to all those white people in the show. First of all, give the land back to the Native Americans from that area.
Uh-huh.
And move away.
Yeah.
Move
You're
away.
Not built for it. You're just not built for night country, turns out.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, real quick, Masters of Air. That's an interesting watch. If you want to see all like the hot new young guys coming up, like Austin Butler and Barry Keoghan.
Hey.
If you want to see all those guys, it's cute. Do I think it's real? Not really.
No.
It's like Band of Brothers, the
It's
Air
the
Force
same
one.
Universe pilot, of Band yeah. of Brothers. Like, right. It's apparently happening World, at the same time.
The good yeah. war, as they yes. say. The one Is time it? It was good. Yeah,
it's
and
cute
that's
that
why
you just said good in front of war. Okay.
No, that's because that's how we have this, we mythologize World War II in this way. It's like, and that's the one time war is good. It's actually good for everyone, even
that
the people
good.
Who had atom bombs dropped on them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's so disturbing. Okay. Feud, Capote versus the Swans. Look, if you want to see all your fucking ladies in okay. one show, watch it. I will say, Capote gets real annoying halfway through that show. Let me tell you, I was like, okay, bitch, I understand why they hate you. So anyway, just let me tell you, if I was alive when Capote was alive, there might be a day I had
Who's
one.
Who's playing Truman
drink.
Capote in this one?
The gays are trying to kill me. Thomas something. Tom something.
yes. Tom Hollander.
Tom Hollander, the gays yes. are trying to kill me. The gay of the gays are trying to kill
right.
me.
Right. And for my ladies, just so people understand, we're talking Naomi Watts, Diane Lane, Chloe Sevigny, Calista Flockhart, Demi Moore, Molly Ringwald. Dude, I'm like, Calista, I haven't heard. I'm like, Calista, where you been?
Yeah, Calista, where you been?
Yeah.
So.
I haven't heard from her in a minute.
So anyway, that's sort of that.
That's that.
I was just saying, if I had a little too much to drink one night and I was alive at the same time as Capote, might be like hands on sight. You know what I mean?
Wow. Unfortunately, he didn't drink, so you would have been.
No, it would have been like I had a little too much to drink, and
yeah,
he
right.
finally
and
said
ready.
Something, and I would like have snapped because
and you're like, oh, really, Truman? It's smoke.
Yeah, because he really he says anyway, whatever.
Wild
if you guys
shit.
Know Capote, you know that like he's up to no good.
If you know Truman, like we do, yeah.
Okay, and then, yes. And then Shogun.
Yeah, I started that first episode.
Wanted to give a shout out because former guest Emily Yoshida, writer on it.
Oh really?
Shit. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Staff writer, wrote a lot of the shows. Zach really likes the show.
She was in Poker Face too, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Like, doesn't she show up as like a podcaster? Like at a certain point? Yeah, I remember
does.
That.
She Very does.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the gentleman before Jack has to pretend he has something to do.
The gentleman, this is
Or what have you guys been watching? Sorry. Also, Also, real quick, Palm Royale, great show. Gerard Carmichael's reality show. Rami Youssef's new.
Rami Youssef's special is awesome.
Special, More Feelings. Yeah. And then also, Brian Simpson, former guest of the show, dropped a special, I think, on Netflix. And it's actually pretty funny. I enjoyed it.
Oh, pretty
really
good.
Funny. He's a pretty funny guy.
The Gentleman and Mr. and Mrs. Smith are the two things. I mean, I'm only like a couple episodes into The Gentleman, but it's a blast. It's really like what I used to like about Guy Ritchie when he was first started, like Snatch, all that stuff. It just feels like he's like gone back to his roots by making a TV show for some reason. And I really like the guy from White Lotus who plays the lead. Although he's like kind of like buckled down a little bit in this. I guess maybe only in the first couple episodes. No,
what do you mean by buckled down?
He just seems like he's less of like he's more of a character in the White Lotus season than in this one because because he's the protagonist, he's like not giving as much, you know? But
he expresses it and he starts to change a bit, that's uh-huh. for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we were saying you'll hear in tomorrow's episodes. I was like, oh yeah, a Guy Ritchie thing. I'm not immediately being like, I ain't watching this.
Yeah,
but I was again. It's like easy. It's like an easy watch.
Wait, so can you kind of sort of break that down for me? Like, what are your thoughts on Guy Ritchie?
I liked
Lock, Stock, and Snatch because I was like a teenager and I was like, this is cool. And the soundtracks are awesome. It was like my whole thing. And then the Sherlock Holmes movies, I was like, whatever. Rock and Rolla, I was like, whatever. Like, it just sort of became diminishing returns, I think, for like the thing that I was into, which was, I think, really ultimately, I was just looking for British, like, interesting gangster shit. Was what I was like. That's where I held Guy Ritchie in high regard at that time.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's what I came back for sure. And then, it's interesting. Like, so Mr. and Mrs. Smith has been pretty divisive on the show. We've had people who have loved it. We've had people who have not liked it. I've had people who I know who love. I have people who are like, it's not like a good spy movie. I'm like, it's not really a spy show per se.
Yeah.
But I'm curious, like, what for you, Anna, what was like your favorite part about that show? If there was, what kept you watching it and not being like, this is so unrealistic?
I thought it was funny. It was nice to see Donald Glover in sort of that classic dark humor form.
Yeah. Right.
I thought there were some real like LOL moments in the show. Like,
I
there were
moments
where I was
a couple times
cackling.
My favorite was when she threatened to pull the gun on that woman who wouldn't stop talking to them. Like when they were
I was just like,
I got a fucking gun. I'll fucking shoot you. I was like, yeah. It's so fucking
Or
stupid.
Even like the really, really like sicko other Mr. and Miss couple, Mr. Yeah. and Mrs. Smith couple they meet who are clearly just out of their goddamn minds.
Yeah.
Pablo Escobar.
From Narcos. Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I love that they just, you know, end up in these like really, really horrible situations and then just walk away like so deeply traumatized, but then have to compartmentalize it and move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole movie is like, or the whole show is like, what if real people were in this crazy like movie genre scenario? Like, like there's just a realism to
the
emotional and romantic and all of that, that like, is that, that's what's cool about it.
What if you're like kind of a sociopath, but you need a job.
Right. And you're lonely and you're a little lonely.
Yeah. And you know what? Your relationship with your parents is a little strained.
Little bit strained.
So you can kind of disappear a little.
Right. 100%.
And it's, I just think it's so well done. And I think Maya Erskine is so good in it. And like, it's just, I think it's a fun show.
Yeah. That's what I was curious about. Like, cause the ending is so specific that I was like, oh, how is this just one thing? But that makes sense now that they're going to treat it as like, cause it sort of begins with sort of, it feels like you're seeing the end of this, the prior season to this first one, sort of the way the show starts. So,
Exactly. And that's, I think it's just, I think it's a smart way to run a show because it's like a life of a hired assassin is never going to just be so like, and season 16, you know, it's not like a CBS show, you know?
Yeah. Right.
So it's like, and they figured it out again. Yeah. Pulled a rabbit out of the hat one more time, just like we knew they would. Yeah, for sure.
Do you think they're alive? What do you think happened at the end? Here's proof. I saw this shot and I can tell based on this that what that
are
happened.
There are
the
people
end.
Doing
that's
shot
just how that's
no,
like
right?
film responses on the internet is always like
there were three
gunshots. They survived. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I don't.
Here's five reasons.
Whatever happens, don't want to spoil it, but I think they're doing great.
Yeah.
Whatever capacity they're doing it.
So the gentleman.
Yes.
I was just looking back through Guy Ritchie's feature filmography. I didn't realize he went Lock, Stock, Snatch, and right into Swept Away, the Madonna movie.
Right,
because that's his married to Madonna. Makes sense.
Yeah.
That was a big swing. But he had the movie The Gentleman with Matthew McConaughey, which I didn't see. Do you know like how that cast maps onto this one? Like,
I don't know. I haven't seen that one.
Interesting.
That's one with like Colin Farrell and all them. Yeah.
Did Matthew McConaughey play like the main like Duke? That would be very strange. If he was just like, yeah, man, my family left me, you know. Like,
in that one, it's a little bit, it says, an American expat tries to sell off his highly profitable marijuana empire in London, carrying plot schemes and bribery, all in an attempt to steal his domain out. So they're kind of, I think,
so
maybe shifting
different
perspective a bit. Yeah,
I do, That's sort of the one thing I love about a Guy Ritchie movie is sort of like the schemes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like big scheme energy. And I love a scheme. I live for it almost.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Everyone loves a scheme.
The scheme got us. That's what we're trying to brand you.
Yeah, please back off. I will say no, but Gentleman I thought was good because, yes, Theo James is good in it. But like we really have to give our flowers. Is that what people mm-hmm. say?
Yeah. Sure. We have to give our flowers too.
Yes.
To Daniel Ings, the brother, who is an absolute maniac in this show. Like he is just a gambling drug addict, just nutcase. And I gotta say, I think Guy Ritchie's really good at sort of spotting absolute, like, it almost feels like everyone he cast is someone he saw on another show playing someone who was losing their mind. Sort of like Theo James in White Lotus.
Right. Or when he was in The Time Traveler's Wife. Yeah.
Who?
Theo James was the time traveler in The Time Traveler's Wife.
Oh, also. I never saw it.
Yeah. I
haven't even heard of this kid until I saw him in White Lotus.
Yeah,
and
I had
everyone's like, he's
time
a divergent. And I'm like, what's a diver?
Yeah. I'm like, didn't diver see is that gentleman? The one that's
diver gentleman?
What?
The oh, so they're diver gentlemen.
Yeah,
the universe.
Scuba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
I did watch an interview on Twitter with Theo James, the girl from Divergent, whose name is Shailene Woodley, and then Miles Teller. I watched an interview with the three of them where the sexual tension between the three of them was so crazy that I was like, what was happening on this movie?
Wait, really? Everybody, they're like, ooh.
Everything was, it
everyone
was fucking
everyone wants to fuck
weird.
Each other.
And they're all like talking about each other's. It was weird. Anyway, you guys have probably seen it if you're as online as I am. But yeah, so I feel like a Guy Ritchie really he'll spot someone who's like truly unhinged in a TV show and then be like, oh, I got something for you.
There we go.
And that's like, I don't know if anyone saw I Hate Susie on Max. Holy shit. First of all, I mean, it's a really good show. if you didn't see it, I recommend it. There's only two seasons. It's a quick watch. It stars Billy Piper of Diary of a Call Girl fame. She's also really great, but he plays her husband, and his turn in that show is so deeply unhinged that it actually makes sense. It honestly might be in the same universe that he would then come in and play this brother character in The Gentleman, because I think he absolutely
nails it. Oh,
because
that's what Danny Ings was in before, right? Okay, got it.
I think he nails it so hard that I am actually like, I don't know if that man is well.
He does, like, just him as a person, he comes off as a guy who, like, you could see he could, like, snap at any moment, even though he looks kind of put together. Like, that just sort of, without even playing a character, I'm like, he's selling that authentically, just even from still photos.
And, you know, Theo James, just his face alone is
selling it.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out, Theo.
All right.
So
shout
we
out to Theo.
It.
Shout out, Anna Hosnier. Thank you so much for coming on. You now have your next year's worth of streaming things to watch, stream. Anna, where can people find you, follow you, all that good stuff?
Perhaps a
always
blessing.
Remember to forget the troubles that passed away, but never forget to remember the blessings that come each day.
Ah,
there it is.
Done it.
So I'm Anna Hosnier. you can find me at Selling Hosnia on Instagram. My Twitter is now debunked, but you know, reach out if you have any thoughts on the IRA
and blessings.
I have a lot and I would love to talk to you about it.
No, we have a few listeners in Ireland.
The
I'm
IRA
sure
good
go.
Bad maybe so
complicated.
Let's talk about it.
It's like, all right. You set up a table at a college campus.
All right, that's going to do it for us this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
Nope.
And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Au revoir.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shankar, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. This season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.